I wish we could all do such a thing. Yes, this is what Bach seemingly always manages to do, and that's create a macro structure from what seems to be very unpromising micro units. The larger structure then is tripartite, theme and variations 1 through 10, variations 11 through 15, and then that sense of recapitulation that comes in variations 16 through 20. Let us listen to the piece, and this is what will happen. You can listen to a Passacaglia two ways, my friends. You can either listen to all those wonderful upper voices, and that's what you'll be tempted to do, of course, because we'll hear this constantly developing melodic music. Or you could listen to the ground bass theme as it's played over and over again. That would be structural hearing. To force you to hear structurally, for pedagogic reasons, we have added onto the tape, we have added an additional melody to the bass line, which will force you to have to hear the bass line. I want you to listen to this piece structurally. Sing along with the bass line if you like. It's good for you. You can always hear the upper voices, but hearing structurally will allow us to appreciate Bach's art in a way that if we just be seduced by the upper parts, we could not appreciate it. Second of all, I will name the variations as we go. I will speak them on the tape so that we can track where we are. So please, let us be aware of this piece formally, structurally, in this listening. Let us hear that ground bass in each of its various permutations, and let us be aware of where we are in terms of the variations through this piece. We will be that much more awed by Bach's incredible technique and his imagination. How can you do the same thing 21 times? Well, he does. Bach, Passacaglia in C minor for organ, theme.